Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor in Westerville. I want to let you know that we've concluded our series called Dumb Tax, where we're looking at the cycle of the judges, that when God brought the people of Israel into the land of Israel under Joshua's leadership, at the end of Joshua's life, he made a declaration. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And all the people said us too, that this was going to be a nation led by God. But what happens is that they go into complacency and then disobedience, and disobedience leads them into oppression. Then they would cry out. God would raise up a deliverer, a judge, who would come and free the people, and the cycle would go on and on and on. Over the course of time in Judges, you see that even the judges themselves start to drift in their character. And then we go into the last part of Judges where really it's kind of a tragic story of what it looks like to completely reject God. The one story I'll tell you about is a guy named Micah who steals some coins from his mom, and then his mom makes a curse over whoever stole the coins. The son comes back and says, "Hey, mom, I'm the one who took them." And anyway, she says, "Bless you, my son." They take some of the coins, and this guy Micah, he makes an idol, a carved image for God, and then he tells one of his sons, "You're going to be my priest." Well, not long after, this actual Levite priest goes into town, kind of looking for a place to live, and Micah hires him out to be his priest. And now Micah says, he's got his God, he's got his priest, and he says, now surely God's going to bless me. Well, in essence, he was treating God like a good luck charm. So then, after a while, the tribe of Dan, who didn't really do what they were supposed to do and kind of take their land they were supposed to take, and they're kind of looking for an easy target. So they send some spies up into the land near Micah, and they run into that Levite priest, and they say, "Hey, you know, ask God on our behalf. Is it going to go well for us, you know, on this little, thing that we're looking for, this land we're looking for?" And the Levite priest says, yeah, God's going to give you peace. So they go up and they check out the people of Laish, and when they see that the land is great, and this people, they don't really have any, let's say, strengths or military, and there's no there's no commerce in which that people are going to come to their rescue. And they go back and they tell their people, the people of Dan, "We should go up and attack Laish." So they do that, but first they go to the Levite priest of Micah, and they realize that, wow, Micah's got this really valuable god that he's made. And so they steal that, they take the priest, and they go out and they destroy the people of Laish to take their land. Micah goes up to the people of Dan and says, "What's your problem?" And basically they say, "Listen, Micah, it's not going to go well for you if you want to attack us, because we're just going to wipe you out." And so Micah just goes off. You know, when you think about that story, it's interesting because the people of Dan wanted this Levite priest because somehow that represented, okay, God will be with us as long as we have our priest with us. And they have to have their little god that they made out of silver that's got to be there too. It's like they're treating God like a good luck charm. You know, this story is really indicative of what it looks like when you've rejected God's leadership. When instead of having God as the authority of your life, you just kind of do whatever you want to do and you kind of rationalize it. In fact, the verse that's repeated several times in the end of Judges is this, that in those days there was no king in Israel and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. I think there are times when we do the very same thing. That, you know, we have the Word of God. We understand what it says if you take time to read it. But there are just times when we kind of drift from God. We become self-sufficient. We have all of our needs met. And we just stop needing God. And then, you know, when something big comes up, you know, sometimes we'll go to church or maybe I'll start praying again because we feel like, okay, if I do this little thing, then I know God will be on my side. And we treat God almost like a good luck charm. I remember back, it's been several years now, but after the towers went down in 9/11, the churches were packed. And, you know, I went on a trip to New York City to talk with the people there. And that tragedy really made people think about God. But as soon as life got back to normal, they kind of went back to their own ways. I think that's what happened in Israel. The people had peace. They kind of went back to their own ways, but they treated God almost like a good luck charm. Well, that's not what Joshua had in mind, and that's certainly not what God had in mind for his people. But the book of Judges is a story of how the people gradually drifted away and no longer wanted God as the king over their life. I think it's a challenge to you and I to keep God at the forefront of our hearts and minds and submit ourselves to His authority over our life so that we will follow His ways always and not drift away. So take a second wherever you're at and think about, you know, are there areas of your life where you feel yourself drifting away from God? Are you allowing discipline to wane? Are you allowing disobedience to come in? And the last thing you and I want is to treat God like a good luck charm. So God, I thank you for this reminder in the book of Judges. I thank you that Israel paid the dumb tax in a way that I can learn from that and not pay it myself. God, I submit my heart to you as the leader and king over my life. Take a second and wherever you're at and just talk to the Lord in the same way. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast. Till next time, God bless. Thank you.